This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Sabol wins the tap, but it'll be Carlinville to control it first. And the Cavaliers will get it right into the hands of Jill Staten. Her pass is tipped out front by Snedden, corralled near midcourt by Taberzi, and Carlinville will come back across the timeline. Man-to-man defense for Nokomis. All junior starters for Noco. Of course, this is one of those groups they were highly anticipated before they even arrived in high school, and thus far they have not disappointed the homestanding Nokomis fans. Here is Taberzi, one dribble pull up from 15, missed it. Followed her shot, got it back, missed it. And the rebound down to Nokomis and Haley Engelman. Carlinville in man-to-man defense here, out on the right wing with Addison Dangbar. She's checked out there by Braylee Weiser. Dangbar across the head of the key to Natalie Engelman. On the left wing with Snedden. Emma dribble drive, kicks it back now to Sobel, top of the key. On the right wing, handoff to Haley Engelman. She has it stripped, batted around to the floor to Taberzi, and we're going to get a jump ball as Taberzi was first to the floor, followed quickly by Haley Engelman for Nokomis, and on the arrow, it'll stay with Nokomis. 1 minute gone by first quarter, no score, baseline out of bounds for the Skins. Haley Engelman, bounce pass, left block to Sobel. She bounced it on the deck, Staten ripped it out. Now Taberzi going to be called for a foul. Check that, that'll be Hannah Gibson. She was trying to get that jump ball, but she had her hands wrapped around the wrist of Sobel. That'll be the first foul of the ball game. Baseline out of bounds again for Nokomis. Haley Engelman lobs, middle of the lane, Sobel off the window straight on. It's good for Audrey Sobel. That's how the scoring gets started here tonight, and that's basically an indefensible out-of-bounds play if you're Carlinville. They lob it up to the 6-foot Sobel. She catches it, keeps it high, soft off the window. Here's Staten, top of the key. Jill gets inside the foul line. She rises up, partially blocked by Engelman, pulled down underneath by Taberzi, floats it up, and she missed it. Rattled around and fell out. Nokomis wants to push. Here's Natalie Engelman, cross-court pass to Haley. Haley Engelman leaves it off for Dangbar. Skins swing it in the left corner with Natalie Engelman. Top of the key now, Sobel. She will leave it off for Haley Engelman. Haley wants to dribble drive right side. Had the ball stripped out of there, and to the floor goes Braylee Weiser, and she'll force the tie-up. And this time, Carlinville gets it on the arrow. First turnover on Nokomis. Carlinville Calhoun boys coming up next. Gary Boker will have the call. In between our games tonight, Kelsey Card will be honored and recognized here at Carlinville. Here's Jill Staten. In the left corner on the bounce, being checked by Snedden. Gets a screen, works baseline, cut off. Hesitation bounce. Now Sobel cuts her off just outside the paint. Leaves it back left elbow for Gibson. Left it short. Rebound Staten. Bounced it. Lost it. Picked up off the deck by Nokomis and Snedden. They will push now in the front court with Dangbar. Skip pass to Natalie Engelman. She wants the three. Off the heel too strong. Long rebound though. Corralled by Nokomis out at the volleyball spike line. Into the hands of Natalie Engelman now out at that spike line. Leaves it back across the floor for Emma Snedden. Emma off to Haley Engelman, working on Lily Reels. Engelman leaves it in the corner and threw it away. Winds up on the stage, Nokomis' second turnover. That ball went up on the stage, went right down the stairs, and came out the other side. Louis Lang didn't have to climb the stairs to go get the ball. He's happy about that. This crew will be working the 7:30 boys game as well. 5:25 for the opening quarter of play, a 2-0 Nokomis lead off a bucket by Sobel. That pass into the corner deflected out by Dangbar. It'll stay with Carlinville. It'll be a sideline trigger in front of the Nokomis bench. Isabella Taberzi, one of the two freshmen, checked out one of the three freshmen in the starting lineup for Carlinville. As they are battling numbers this year, as Staten is forced out of bounds. Good defense by Snedden as she just escorted Staten right out of bounds on that inline. Carlinville not playing JV games this year as they are dealing with a numbers crunch, as are a number of girls' programs in the listening area. 2-0 Nokomis with the lead, 5-10 for the opening quarter. Here's Haley Engelman, leaves it up top for Dangbar. In the corner it goes to Snedden, right back to Haley Engelman. Off to Dangbar to Natalie Engelman now on the right wing. Natalie holds and surveys, top of the key to Snedden. Left wing now with Dangbar. Man-to-man defense for the Cavies. Nokomis swings it around the perimeter into the hands of Natalie Engelman on the right wing. Top of the key it goes to Haley. On the baseline now with Snedden. Sobel fighting for position. She has it. Left block spins middle off the window. It's good. 4 points for Sobel as she worked hard to get that post position. And when she gets it, she knows what to do with it. 4.5 minutes opening quarter. Ball pressure up the floor from Natalie Engelman, working on to Bersey. Isabella spinning her way into the front court, down on the baseline, and turns it over. Second turnover on Carlinville. Here comes Nokomis with Dengbar. In the corner goes to Sneddon. Emma Sneddon now leaves it on the baseline for Audrey. Sabo, quick bounce, goes up, missed it way too strong. She's going to get a tie-up, and on the arrow, it'll stay with Nokomis. Audrey just put too much mustard on that. She might have anticipated contact that never came. Substitutions for Nokomis. Emma Kress in, a 5'7 junior. And let's see who was the second substitution for the Skins. Is on the baseline, looking. It's Carly King, and she can't get it in. That's a 5-second count. Third turnover on Nokomis. 4-11 first quarter. Nokomis showing full court pressure here into the hands of Isabella Taberzi. Isabella with the right hand comes across the timeline, met there by Emily Kress. On the right wing to Jordan Lovelace, who's checked in. She's another freshman for the Cavaliers. A lot of freshmen on the floor here on both sides. Here's Carly Tipps, 5'4 sophomore, back to Staten. Jill draws a crowd, kicks it to Hannah Gibson. Back to Taberzi now, top of the key. In the corner it goes to Tipps. Carly puts it on the deck, rises up too strong. Long rebound to the floor, picked up by Lovelace on the right wing. Jordan will fire from 18, won't go, and the rebound down to Nokomis. Skins want to push a little bit here with Natalie Engelman. Long lead pass to Sneddon. Back it goes, left elbow. Kress, jumper, no. Rebound, Sobble, and she's fouled. First foul of the ball game. Check that. That'll be second foul of the ball game. Gibson was whistled for a personal earlier. This one going on to Bersey. And with that, we will get our mask timeout. 3:27 for quarter number one. Nokomis leading Carlinville in girls action 4-0. You're listening to the Carlinville Holiday Tournament on WUSMI. Tim Eyes, Gary Boker back here at Carlinville High School. Jennifer Graham back in our WUSMI studios producing this holiday tournament basketball action here on FM 106.1. Welcome everyone listening to the live stream tonight at WUSMIRadio.com. Remember, you can always get our games podcasted as well on the website. Asabel's free throw is good, and I've slowly been working on our archives as well, and we will have those up to date all the way back to 2008. At some point here in the near future. Free throw good for Sobble. She has all six for Nokomis. Carlinville is yet to score. Full court pressure. Staten gets it in, but it goes off the foot of Addie Rule. She dives to the deck. We'll get a jump ball. And on the arrow, it will stay with Carlinville as Emily Kress was the first Nokomis player to the floor. First to the floor. You hear coaches talk about that all the time. 3:23 for the opening quarter. Taberzi in the backcourt, sideline trigger, looking, gets it in to Addie Rule. Another freshman is Addie. Here's Taberzi crossing over on Kress, dumps it on the baseline. Jordan Lovelace left it short from 15, and the rebound down to Sobble. Quick outlet to Natalie Engelman. She couldn't handle it cleanly, as that gives Carlinville an opportunity to get back and set up. Here's Carly King. Yes, an 18-footer for Carly off the left baseline, her first bucket. It's 8-0 Nokomis inside of 3 minutes for the opening quarter. They have really bottled up Jill Staten here in the opening 5 minutes. She's being guarded by Sneddon. Leaves it across now for Rule. Down on the block to Taberzi. Off the window too strong. Rebound to the floor. Sobel fighting for it, and she can't corral it. It'll be off Audrey out of bounds and stay with Carlinville. Haley Engelman and Addison Dengbar return for the Skins. It'll be Natalie Engelman and Sneddon getting a breather. Gomez has won 8 straight ball games here. Taberzi on the right wing. High above her head in surveys. Leaves it top of the key now for Carly Tipps. Tipps drives baseline. Lost the handle. Out of bounds it goes. Third Carlinville turnover. 2.5 minutes for quarter number one. Final girls pool play game of the day. As Haley Engelman on the right wing, top of the key it goes to Emily Kress. Kress now dumps it off to Carly King. Back to Sobble. With this junior group, they played a lot of basketball together over the years. Kress fires for three, left it short, and the rebound down picked up by Taberzi for Carlinville. 2:05 first quarter. Here comes Jill Staten across the timeline. Met there by Haley Engelman. Jill spinning, rising, way off the mark, and the rebound battled for, eventually picked up off the deck by Nokomis and Emily Kress. Here come the Skins across the timeline. Dengbar Leaves it back for Haley Engelman into the hands of Caress. Didn't catch it cleanly. Lost the dribble. Now to Haley Engelman. Feeds the post to Audrey. Draws a double. And she's going to be fouled by Jill Staten. That's her first. Team's third. Hannah Gibson to the table. She will check in, replacing Isabella Taberzi. 101 seconds first quarter. Baseline out of bounds for Carly King and Nokoma. She lobs it to the foul line to Kress. She tried to feed the right block to Sobel. Kicked out of there, but it's picked up by Dangbar off the floor. No one picks up Addison on the bounce. Now she's picked up by Loveless. She gets it back to Emily Kress. Kress now dribble handoff to Carly King. Carly, that pass is tipped and stolen. Fourth Nokoma's turnover. 80 seconds for the opening quarter of play. Carlinville has yet to score. Here's Jill Staten. Cut off there by Haley Engelman. Dribble handoff to Carly Tips. Into the hands of Jordan Loveless now. Across the floor, left wing with Staten. Jill Staten crossing over, drives baseline, gets all the way to the rim. Layup good. Nice move for Jill Staten. She showed the patience with the hesitation bounce. Now Nokomis comes right back with Dangbar, but she traveled. She needed one bounce to get to the 10, and she didn't do it. Fifth, Nokomis turnover. Natalie Engelman returns. Kress and King out. Comas has their original starting five on the floor. The Engelman cousins, Dangbar, Sobel, and Sneddon. 50 seconds first quarter. 8-2, Nokomis with the lead. Carlinville has the ball. Here's Lily Reels. Her bounce pass across the lane, tipped around. Eventually, we're going to get a jump ball as Addie Rule and Natalie Engelman fighting for the basketball and on the arrow. It'll belong to Nokomis. So that'll be the fourth turnover on Carlinville here in the opening quarter. 40 seconds for quarter number one. 8-2, Nokomis with the lead and the basketball. In the corner it goes with Dangbar. Addison Dangbar on the right wing. Top of the key now to Haley. She wants the three. Got it. Haley Engelman knocks down the straight-on triple. Her first bucket makes it 11-2, Nokomis. 20 seconds for the opening quarter. Here comes Reels. Pulls up part of the lane. Too strong. Rebound pulled down by Nokomis and Haley Engelman. 15 seconds for the quarter. Long lead pass to Sneddon. Emma off the window. Oh, she missed it. Pulled down by Staten. Carlinville has time with 10. Here comes Jill to midcourt with 7. Top of the key with 4. At the foul line. Dumps it down to Gibson. Catches made. Puts it up. Oh, she missed it. Had a great look. Point blank off the heel. Too strong. 8 minutes in the books here. At Carlinville, it is Nokomis 11, Carlinville 2. We'll come back to the Carlinville Holiday Tournament following these messages on WSMI. One quarter in the books here at Carlinville, our final girls pool play game of the night. Nokomis leading Carlinville 11-2. A final from the Riverton Girls Christmas Tournament. Hillsboro beats Hayworth 67-18. Earlier today, Tri-City Sangamon Valley top North Mac 41-35. And Litchfield is in action right now. They are taking on Decatur Lutheran over at the Riverton Tournament. Litchfield and Williamsville, they essentially just swapped Christmas tournaments here as Williamsville is here at Carlinville. Litchfield has worked their way up to Riverton. South County, the top seed on the girls' side. Nokomis is the 2, and they are off to a flying start up 11-2. Here's Staten, middle of the lane. Tough pass to Gibson. It was at her feet and out of bounds. It was one of those bounce passes that never really bounced up into a catching position. After this ball game, Kelsey Card, the 2-time Olympian, will be honored here at her alma mater, and they're going to have eventually a really nice display out in the lobby here. As that is lost off the hip that time of Sneddon out of bounds, the 6th Nokomis turnover. They have a beautiful trophy case here at Carlinville. They got a lot of trophies to display as Carlinville turns it over, stolen by Natalie Engelman off the inbounds. Skins will attack. Here's Sneddon. Off it goes to Dangbar. But that ceremony will be a very nice moment here after this ballgame. Sobel draws a crowd, stripped, but it's picked up by Nokomis and Sneddon. Then she lost it. Gibson has it. Ripped away, no whistle. And it's going to be out of bounds to Carlinville, although it should be off of Gibson as she went diving for that basketball right in front of the Carlinville bench, and she was the last to touch. But perhaps the officials, after not calling the foul, just going to give the ball to Carlinville. Not a bad idea because Gibson was probably fouled there as she was hounded by multiple Nokomis defenders. Here comes Taberzi across the timeline. Isabella at the left elbow picks up the bounce, pivots around. She needs some assistance. Finds it in for Staten, wide open for three. Missed it a little bit short. Rebound down to Sobel. And we're going to get a jump ball as Taberzi was able to stick her nose right in and force the tie-up. But the Skins will keep it on the arrow. Sometimes it feels like the girls are allowed to play a little bit more than the boys. 6:40 for the first half of play. Here's Haley Engelman. Leaves it back top of the key for Snedden. Emma Snedden on the bounce. Picks it up. Pivots around to Dangbar. Natalie Engelman open for three. Missed it too strong off the left wing and the rebound to the floor. Picked up by Jill Staten. Here comes Jill into the front court trying to cross over on Snedden. Pocket picked, but it goes right to Taberzi. And Carlinville maintains possession. Now it's Staten's pass, this time tipped, stolen. They will not maintain possession as Dangbar heading the other way. Cut off, got away with a travel. No, she didn't. They called it. Seventh turnover on Nokomis. 6-12 for the first half. Midcourt to Staten. Jill Staten with the right-hand dribble right in front of the Nokomis bench on the right wing. Leaves it top of the key for Taberzi. Taberzi now. Puts it on the floor, foul line, leaves it back for Braylee Weiser. She attacks, pulls up from about 12 feet, missed it, and the rebound down to Sobel. Audrey basically a walking double-double. Here comes Haley Engelman, off to Natalie, into the hands of Dangbar. Addison Dangbar. Bounce pass right wing to Natalie Engelman, top of the key it goes to Sobel. Audrey will leave it for Snedden. Emma Snedden, back to Natalie, right back to Snedden. Carlinville sagging in on Sobel, leaving some openings on the perimeter. Here's Sobel at the free throw line. Back to Natalie Engelman. Into the hands of Haley now. She drives baseline. Cut off there. Top of the key, Sobel swings it to Snedden. Emma attacks left side. Contact out of bounds. Off of Nokomis. Eighth turnover on Nokomis as Jill Staten did a good job to move her feet. A lot of contact there and no whistle. The football season ended a few months ago. 5:20 for the first half. 11-2, Nokomis with the lead. Here's Taberzi across the timeline. Leaves it on the left wing for Lily Reels. Reels back into the hands now of Braylee Weiser on the baseline with Taberzi. Isabella attacks, middle of the lane, all the way to the rim. Layup is good. Nice move for the freshman, Isabella Taberzi. Her first bucket. It's 11-4, Nokomis. Natalie Engelman. Passed on the three, attacks the rim, missed it. Rebound to the floor, picked up there by Weiser. And for all of Carlinville's issues, scoring the basketball here in the first half, they have possession down just seven. It always feels like a bigger margin, right, when you haven't really scored yet. Oh, nice feed, count it, and the foul, yes, as Reels found Taberzi. And it's 11-6 with a free throw coming, 4:33 for the first half. The foul goes on Carly King, her first, team's first. Sobel got a quick breather. She's right back on the floor. Engelman will now get a breather. Jill Staten will come off the floor, but that won't be for long as Carly tips back in. Yeah, for Jill Staten, rest quick this year. Taberzi for the old-fashioned three. Nope, missed the toss. And the rebound, picked up by Carlinville momentarily, but unable to keep possession, was Hannah Gibson. Great effort over there in the left corner, though, with the dive for Gibson. 11-6 our score, 4.5 minutes for the first half of play. Here comes Snedden across the timeline, met there by Tips. Gets past Carly, now picks up the bounce. She's looking for some assistance. Has it stripped, and we're going to get a jump ball, and the Cavaliers will have it on the arrow. That is the ninth Nokomis turnover. And that was a quick rest for Staten right back on the floor. Barely enough time to get a drink. Sideline trigger in the backcourt for Taberzi. She will get it in to Jill Staten. Both these teams incredibly well coached. Here's Staten across the timeline. On the baseline to Loveless, a little bit too far for Jordan, off her fingertips, out of bounds. Eighth, Carlinville turnover. Boy, when your numbers are down like Carlinville is, it's just hard to have competitive practices, and that is something that just as the season goes on can become a bit more of an issue. Halfway through the second quarter, down on the block, Sobel, great position, and she missed it. Too strong off the window. That don't happen very often. Staten with the rebound. She's on the deck, and Darren Deneve going to get a timeout to save possession. 3:48 for the first half. Nokomis 11, Carthenville 6. We'll come back to the Carthenville Holiday Tournament following these messages on WSMI. Tim Mize, Gary Boker back here at the Big House on West Main in Carthenville. And, you know, the Cavaliers, they took about 5 minutes to score in the first quarter. And now Nokomis, with 3:48 to play in the second quarter, has not scored here in the second period. It's 11-6. It was 11-2 after the first 8 minutes. Carthenville with the basketball. Here's Isabella Taberzi into the front court. In the right corner to Lovelace. Down in the block to Gibson. She draws a triple team, and that pass is stolen. Here comes Emma Sneddon down the left side, blocked by Staten, and it's going to be out of bounds off of Carthenville. That was a fantastic play by Jill Staten with the denial. Earlier today here at Carthenville in girls' pool play, as Natalie Engelman triggers a three, missed it, and the rebound down to Jill Staten, trapped on the baseline, gets it away to Gibson. South County beat Lincolnwood 55-9. Greenfield Northwestern over Gillespie 42-25. And Calhoun beat Williamsville 38-28. This is the final girls game of the day. Here's Carly Tips. Gets into the paint. Ran right into Sobel. Gets it off to Gibson. Across the floor now to Lovelace. Back it goes to Tips. 3 minutes for the first half. Here's Staten. Off to Hannah Gibson. Back to Jill. Boy, a bucket here. Carthenville's got all sorts of momentum. Here's Gibson. In the left corner it goes with Tips. Carly Tips, and she's fouled by Natalie Engelman. Little blocking foul there on Natalie. Her first, team second. 2:51 for the first half of play. Sideline trigger in front of the stage for Carthenville. Taberzi gets it in to Staten. Jill Staten now with the right-hand bounce. Out at the volleyball spike line, leaves it back for Jordan Lovelace. Dangerous pass across the floor, picked up by Tips. Carly Tips now with the left-hand bounce, brings it back across the head of the key, lost the handle, and it's picked up by Nokomis. 10th Carthenville turnover. Here comes Haley Engelman. She lost the handle. 10th Nokomis turnover, and Jill Staten racing the other way with the left-hand bounce. She picks up the dribble on the baseline to Lovelace, and an offensive foul on Jordan Lovelace as she tried to attack off the baseline. Her first foul, it'll be the 11th turnover on Carthenville. Emma Sneddon will get a breather for Nokomis as Addison Dangbar returns to the lineup. Haley Engelman, Natalie Engelman, Audrey Sobel, Emily Kress, and Addison Dangbar on the floor. And that pass goes right through the hands of Addison out of bounds for the 11th Nokomis turnover. And that has Brandon Engelman calling for a timeout. 2:14 for the first half. Nokomis leading Carthenville 11-6. You're listening to the Carthenville Holiday Basketball Tournament on WSMI. Tim Mize, Gary Boker back here at Carthenville. And Gary, sometimes the first game of a tournament, it's hard to get going.
Well, I think both teams, you can see there's a little bit of rust left over from the holidays.
It's always nice to not have to play right after Christmas, though, isn't it? Here's a three ball from Rios, a little bit short. The rebound down to Dangbar. Lead pass, front court, Haley Engelman up and down. No, the layup rattled out. She gets the rebound back and puts it home. First points of the quarter for Nokomis. 13-6, Skins lead. 110 seconds first half. It'll be four straight days here at Carthenville. Into the hands of Reels now. Lily on the bounce to the free throw line. Leaves it in the corner for Jill Staten. Jill, high post feed. That is Gibson. Fires from 12, no. Offensive rebound to Berzy. Isabella going to get tied up by Sobel. Now it's ripped away by Audrey, picked up by Sobel. And here comes Nokomis. 80 seconds for the half. That pass is tipped out by Staten right into the Carthenville bench. It'll stay with Nokomis. Emma Sneddon will return as Emily Kress will check out. A minute 18 for the first half. 13-6 Nokomis. They led 11-2 after one. Here's Natalie Engelman down on the block to Sobel. Spun baseline, gave herself a bad angle and missed it. Rebound down to Staten. Here comes Jill onto the right wing. Met there by Sneddon. Bounce pass, top of the key to Gibson. In their corner to Tips. Carly for three, missed it all. And the rebound down to Haley Engelman. Here's Engelman. Dangerous lead pass stolen by Jill Staten. Jill had that timed up. I think she baited Engelman into that pass. Here comes Staten. On the bounce, left block, floats it up, missed it. partially blocked in there, pulled down off the floor by Nokomis and Natalie Engelman. Final minute, first half. On the baseline was Sneddon. Back to Haley Engelman. 35 seconds for the half. In the corner with Dengbar. On the right block to Sobel. Audrey draws a triple team, dumps it across to Sneddon. She got too far under the rim and missed it. And then she tripped up Jill Staten. That was just a pure frustration situation for Miss Sneddon right there. She was wide open, but put it off the bottom side of the rim. 26.4 seconds for the first half. Carlinville Calhoun boys coming up next. In between, Carlinville will honor and recognize two-time Olympian and Carlinville alum Kelsey Card. Here's Isabella DeBerzi. Leaves it off in the corner to Staten. Down to DeBerzi. Blocked and fouled. Free throws for Isabella DeBerzi with 13 and a half seconds to play in the first half. They will get Sobel. For Audrey, that's her first. Four team fouls aside here in the first half. Isabella DeBerzi 0 for 1 at the line, 0 for 2 at the line. That one hit off the back rim, front rim, fell off. Second toss for the 5'10 freshman, Isabella DeBerzi. She's left-handed, Gary, so you know this one's going in. You don't miss two in a row. Told you. 5-4 DeBerzi, 13-7. Nokomis with the lead, 10 seconds for the half. Here's Haley Engelman, left side of the key. Across the floor to Dengbar. She'll trigger for three. Off the heel, no good. Rebound down to DeBerzi, and that is the half. I tell you what, Gary, Carlinville did a great job to battle back and keep themselves in this ballgame.
Never say never.
When you can play defense, you're never out of it.
Got it.
13-7, the Nokomis lead at the half. We'll come back with your halftime numbers following these messages on WSMI. Nokomis will get the basketball to start the second half of play. They've got Natalie and Haley Engelman on the floor with Audrey Sobel, Emma Sneddon, and Addison Dengbar. Haley on the attack, leaves it back for Audrey. Top of the key to Natalie now. Into the hands of Sneddon. Carlinville has Braylee Weiser on the floor. Jill Staten, of course, Isabella DeBerzi, Hannah Gibson, and Lily Reels. Here's Sobel outside the paint. Leaves it top of the key now for Natalie Engelman. Carlinville doing a good job of really congesting that lane, making it tough on Sobel. Nice dribble handoff to Natalie Engelman off the window. It's good. Carlinville overplayed there, and Sobel burned him with the handoff to Natalie Engelman. 15-7 Nokomis. That felt like an important possession for Nokomis, even though it was the first of the third quarter. Here's Jill Staten into the right corner. Leaves it on the elbow for Gibson. Open for three. Weiser missed it. And the rebound down to the Skins and Emma Sneddon. Here comes Emma across the timeline. Leaves it back now for Haley Engelman into the hands of Natalie. On the right wing now with Dengbar. Addison dribble drive. Wraparound pass to Natalie. Top of the key to Sobel. Audrey puts it on the floor, leaves it back now for Sneddon. Return pass to Sobel. Audrey drives baseline, cut off by Gibson. Top of the key, Engelman open for three. Missed it badly, and the rebound down to Carlinville and Hannah Gibson. She dumps it off to DeBerzi. Dangerous pass as she lobbed it back to Staten, but Emma Sneddon was right there and almost came up with a steal. Fortunate DeBerzi threw it just high enough to get it over the outstretched arm of Sneddon, and now a jump ball as DeBerzi went to attack and Sobel came from behind and just got the tie-up. Addie Rule going to check in for the Cavies. She will replace DeBerzi. 6:20 for the third quarter. A 15-7 Nokomis lead. Baseline out of bounds for Carlinville. Jill Staten lobs it up top left wing to Braylee Weiser. Here's Braylee. Kicks it. Open three. Reels left it short. And the rebound down to Nokomis and Emma Sneddon. Carlinville's had a couple of good looks from three here in the quarter. Haven't been able to get it to go. Sneddon will pull. Left it short. And the rebound down to Lily Reels for the Cavies. 6 minutes, third quarter. An 8-point Nokomis lead. They've led by as many as nine. That was all the way back in the opening quarter. Backdoor ill-advised. Turned over as Reels was looking for Staten. Here comes Nokomis. Sneddon pushing down the left side. Check that, Haley Engelman. Now Natalie dumps it down middle of the lane. Sobel, and she's fouled. Well, she got that deep post position. Drop step to the right side, and she'll be at the free throw line for two. The foul on Carlinville, their first of the half. They will get Braylee Weiser with the personal, her first. Audrey at the line. Toss is good. Used all the iron, went down. 7 points for Sobel. As DeBerzi will return for Carlinville, Gibson will get a breather. They've matched their biggest lead of the night. Chance to make it double digits. Toss. Good. 8 for Sobel. 17-7. Nokomis with the lead. Guess the odd quarters are Nokomis. The even quarters are Carletonville. 5:40 for the third quarter. Here's Taberzi. Handling out in the left wing. Picks up the dribble now. Gives it back to Jill Staten. Emma Sneddon has done a nice job on Staten here tonight. Jill gets a high ball screen, turns the corner, draws a crowd, muscles it up, blocked out of there. It's out of bounds. It'll stay with Carletonville. Talk about the crowd around Audrey Sobel. There's been an equally big crowd around Jill Staten here tonight. She's been blanketed by Nokomis defenders. Anybody other than Jill Staten, that's the mantra when you play Carletonville this year. Miscommunication on the inbounds, turned over. Here comes Sneddon. Nice pass. Engelman off the window for the easy deuce. Haley Engelman has 7. 19-7 Nokomis. They've started the half here on a 6-0 run. Jill Staten out front with the left-hand bounce. Met there by Natalie Engelman. Gets around Natalie, pulls up, and can't get it to go. Good contest in there, and on the rebound, a foul coming out on Carletonville. They're going to get Addie Rule. It'll be her first, team second. And Darren Deneve wants a timeout. 4 minutes, 58 seconds for the third quarter. Nokomis has started the half on a 6-0 run. They lead Carletonville 19-7. You're listening to girls' pool play at the Carletonville Holiday Tournament on WUSMI. Tim Mize, Gary Boker back here at Carletonville. Jennifer Graham back in our WUSMI studios producing tonight's action here from the Carletonville Holiday Tournament. Coming up next, boys' pool play action with Carletonville and Calhoun. Calhoun, you're defending tournament champions, albeit from 2 years ago. Inside of 5 minutes, third quarter. 19-7, Nokomis with the lead and the basketball. Here's Haley Engelman, drives baseline. Staten tried to draw the charge, no whistle. And Haley lays it up and in, uncontested. She has 9. 21-7, a 2-touchdown lead here for Nokomis. Here's Jill Staten on the right wing. Carletonville took a long time to score in the first quarter. They've yet to score here in the third quarter. We're almost halfway through. Staten missed, but the offensive rebound gives Carletonville a second opportunity. Now we're going to get a tie-up as Weiser did not catch it cleanly. Nokomis closed quickly, and they get the ball on the possession arrow. 14th Carletonville turnover. Here comes Nokomis as Carletonville falls back into their half-court man-to-man, Sneddon across the mid-court stripe. Leaves it top of the key for Dangbar. On the right wing to Engelman. Nice pass down to Sobel around and down for the easy deuce for Audrey. She has 10. 23-7 Nokomis. Brandon Engelman had some inspiring words at the half, no doubt. Halfway through the third quarter. Here's DeBerzi. Leaves it back for Loveless. Top of the key now to Jill Staten. Jill into the triple threat position, puts it on the deck once, leaves it on the baseline for Weiser. She'll pull up, left it short from 10, gets the rebound though, and back out it goes to Jill Staten near midcourt. 3:40 for quarter number three. Here's Jill on the attack, missed it, rebound down, picked up by Nokomis. Here come the Skins. Haley Engelman, lead pass to Sobel, tough catch for Audrey down there, tipped around and eventually stolen. I think that was Reels. Check that Weiser who got a hand on that basketball. Here's Jordan Loveless. Thought about the three, puts it on the deck instead, and draws the foul. They will get Haley Engelman on the personal. That's her first. Substitutions, Carly Tips checks in for Carletonville, replacing Braylee Weiser, and for Nokomis, Emily Kress on the floor along with Carly King. It'll be Dangbar coming out along with Haley Engelman, and we will get our third quarter mask timeout. 3:22 for the third, Nokomis 23, Carletonville 7. We're back to the Carletonville Holiday Tournament following these messages on WUSMI. Following the third quarter mask timeout, Carletonville has the ball on the sideline, trailing by 16. Staten open for three, left it short. Rebound down to Audrey Sobel. Another good look from distance for the Cavies. It just won't go down. Here's Emma Sneddon attacking. Kicks it back now to Emily Kress into the hands of Carly King. Carly bounced it once, picked it up, needs some help, and that pass is tipped out. It'll stay with Nokomis, 3:04 to play third quarter. It'll be sideline trigger right in front of Nokomis' own bench for the Skins. Natalie Engelman looking. Oh, deep post position, Sobel right block. She bounced it on the deck, ripped away by Staten, and turned over. 14th Nokomis turnover. Audrey did not see Jill Staten there. She thought she had one-on-one action. Staten forced it from about 7 feet, missed it, and the rebound taken away from Sobel by Taberzi, and Isabella's fouled. Boy, you don't see that every day. Sabo had the ball ripped away. It'll be Audrey's second personal foul. It'll stop the clock with 2:48 to play in the third quarter and send Isabella Taberzi to the free throw line where she is 1 out of 3. The toss rattles out, no good. Carlinville still looking for their first points of the quarter. They had a long drought to start the ball game. Similar length here, I think actually a little bit longer period of time here in the third quarter. Second toss is good. 6 for Taberzi, and that gets Carlinville on the board here in the third quarter with 2:45 left. 23-8, Nokomis on the block. Sabo draws a crowd, put it on the floor again, ripped away again by Staten, and arrow belongs to Carlinville. Carly King was trying to be sneaky there. She stood on the inline. I thought, maybe he'll give me the ball. He did not. Carlinville basketball. So 2 straight possessions. Audrey puts it on the floor and has Jill Staten knock it away. Here's Jordan Loveless on the right wing. She's double-teamed, gets it off to Staten on the baseline. Jill Staten puts it on the deck, attacks, draws a crowd of defenders, tries to pass it out, and then Carly tips a nice open field tackle there on Carly King, and she'll be whistled for the foul. 2 minutes, 21 seconds for the third quarter. Dangbar and Haley Engelman return for Nokomis. It'll be Snedden and Natalie Engelman coming off. Always a fun week of basketball here at the Carlinville Holiday Tournament. Girls and boys tournaments running simultaneously. It was weird, Gary, not being here last year, man.
It was a lost year in many ways.
In every way. Here's Haley Engelman, dumps it on the block to Audrey Sobel. Draws the double, make that a triple. Kicks it out, Haley for 3, left it a little bit short. Rebound down to Taberzi. She's double-teamed underneath the rim. A dangerous pass stolen by Engelman, and then she missed the layup. And Taberzi gets it back. This time she gets it away cleanly to Carly Tips. 105 seconds for the third quarter. Here's Jordan Loveless, and offensive on Jordan Loveless. 15th turnover on Carlinville. 4th team foul of the half. And for Loveless, that'll be her second personal foul. 1:45 to play, third quarter. Carlinville Calhoun boys coming up next. Out front, that is Haley Engelman being hounded by Jill Staten. Jill got a hand on that, deflected it out. 97 seconds for the quarter. Carly King to throw in. Gets it in right corner to Haley Engelman. Haley puts it on the deck, now leaves it back in the corner for Audrey Sobel. Right back to Haley it goes. Bounced it once across the floor to Carly King. In the corner it goes to Dangbar. Deep post position, Sobel off the window. That's good. Man, she was inside there, almost under the rim was Audrey. She has a dozen.
Great ball movement.
1:15 for the third quarter. Here's Staten, lost the handle, gets it back now to Carly Tips. Dangerous pass across the floor, somehow found its way home to Jordan Loveless. That leaves Gibson at the foul line, open, missed it. Taberzi put back good. Isabella has 8 for Carlinville, 25-10 Nokomis, final minute, third quarter. Here's King. Wide open, Emily Creste lost sight of Emily off the window for the easy deuce. A communication breakdown that time for Carlinville. 27-10, Nokomis, a strong third quarter for the Skins. They've outscored Carlinville here, 14-3. That ball was tipped into the backcourt. Staten can retrieve. 1/2 minute for the third quarter. Here's Jill, left elbow. Leaves it back for Carly Tips. Tips, bounce pass to Staten. Lobs down to Taberzi, and the bucket is good for Isabella Taberzi. No hesitation there. She kept the ball high, quick release. And it's 27-12. Nokomis with the lead and the ball. Taberzi has 10 of the Carlinville 12. Up top with Sobel, 10 seconds for the quarter. She leaves it off for Carly King. 5 seconds. Carly wants the 3, blocked by Taberzi. Isabella, lead pass. Loveless, 2-1. Layup, horn, count it. So Carlinville closes the quarter on a little bit of a run after 3. It is Nokomis 27, Carlinville 14. Back with the Money Quarter following these messages on WSMI. Money Quarter time, 27-14. Nokomis with the lead. They will get the basketball to start the fourth quarter. Haley Engelman gets it in to Emma Snedden. Nokomis won the quarter 14-7, but Carlinville got the last six. Here's Natalie. Leaves it off. Dribble handoff from Sydney Bertolino. Back to Haley Engelman on the left wing now with Emma Sneddon. Emma picked up the bounce after one dribble. She needs some help now. Pivots around. Carlinville hounding, and Brandon Engelman will have to take a timeout. 7:37 for the ball game. 27-14. Nokomis with the lead. You're listening to the Carlinville Holiday Basketball Tournament on WSMI. Nokomis has a 13-point lead and the basketball. Dengbar gets it in to Emma Sneddon. Into the hands now of Haley Engelman. Off to Dengbar. Addison drives baseline, cut off, leaves it back now for Natalie. Into the hands of Haley. Right back to Natalie Engelman. Still passing along the perimeter here are the Skins. Into the hands of Emma Sneddon. She leaves it top of the key for Natalie Engelman. Here's Dengbar. Wants to drive baseline, cut off. Back to Natalie. Open for three. Rattled out, no good. Rebound to the floor. It's going to be picked up by Carlinville's Hannah Gibson. Here come the Cavies. They get it off to Jill Staten. Jill into the front court, working right side now. Going to lob it down to DeBerzy, but Isabella didn't read that real well. Got a late break. 16th turnover on Carlinville. Here comes Nokomis. Dengbar off to Haley Engelman. Into the hands of Sneddon now. 6:45 for the game. The Kelsey card ceremony coming up at the conclusion. We'll have it live here on FM 106. And then the nightcap, Carlinville and Calhoun boys. Here's Dengbar. Finds Bertolino on the slip. Right back to Dengbar it goes. 6.5 for the game. Emma Sneddon on the right wing. Checked there by Staten. Leaves it left side of the key for Bertolino. Sydney's just a sophomore. At the foul line, Haley Engelman is cut off. There are no seniors on this Nokomis varsity roster now. Here is Haley Engelman. Up top it goes to Bertolino on the left wing with Sneddon. Emma, dribble drive baseline, and we're going to get a jump ball. Great defense in there by Carlinville, but Nokomis will keep it on the arrow. Sobel back in, Bertolino out for Nokomis. Haley Engelman will throw it in. Nokomis stations a player at each corner of the lane, lob it middle to Sobel. She gets it off to Haley Engelman. Top of the key now to Sneddon. They swing it in the corner to Natalie Engelman. Engelman up top to Sobel on the right wing with Haley. Engelman to the elbow, dumps it down to Sobel, and we're going to get offensive on Audrey Sobel. She used that off arm to clear out a little bit. That's her third, team's third of the half. That's one of those just kind of things you do it, don't even realize you've done it. She didn't need to do it. 5:50 for the ball game, 27-14. Here comes Isabella DeBerzy to the left elbow. Kicks it back. Lily reels for three. Air ball, but it's picked up underneath by Braley Weiser. Carlinville can reset. Weiser on the left wing. 13-point Nokomis lead. Weiser being pushed out towards midcourt by Emma Sneddon. Still on the bounce. Bounce pass to Jill Staten now. Right wing open three. Yes, for Jill Staten. Buries the triple. It was just a matter of time for Jill. She has five, and the lead is 10 for Nokomis. Can the Cavaliers string some stops here? Natalie Engelman finds Sneddon on the cut. Back to Natalie. They lob it down to Sobel. Tough catch in traffic. Audrey makes it, and what a finish for Audrey Sobel. She has 14. There was nothing easy about that bucket. 29-17. Nokomis leads. Carlinville has the basketball inside of 5 minutes for the ball game. Jill Staten dumps it down to DeBerzy. Let her a little bit too much. Isabella to the floor. We're going to get a jump ball, and it'll stay with Carlinville on the arrow. 4:48 to play, a 29-17 Nokomis lead. They've led the entire way. They started fast. Carlinville had just 2 points in the opening 8 minutes. Here's Braley Weiser on the bounce right side. Keeps the dribble alive. Now she picks it up. Across the floor it goes. Two reels. Staten, two in a row. No, that one was too strong. Rebound two to Berzy, but she was falling out of bounds, and as she tries to save it, she throws it into the stage. So it'll belong to Nokomis. Substitutions to the table for Carlinville. Jordan Lovelace, Carly Tips, and Addie Rule will come in. And we're going to get our mask timeout, I do believe. Yes, 4:34 for the ball game. Nokomis leading Carlinville 29-17. You're listening to girls pool play action at the Carlinville Holiday Tournament on WSMI. Scores tomorrow morning, Spotlight on Sports at 7:30. And, Gary, there might be a few scores tomorrow.
From throughout mid-Illinois.
So many tournaments, and boy, are we glad to have them back. 29-17, Nokomis leads with the basketball. Of course, we'll have live coverage throughout the week here at the Carthenville Holiday Tournament, getting underway every night at 5:50. Here's a steal by Staten, left-hand layup. She missed it, a late contest in there by Haley Engelman. That turnover was the 16th on Nokomis. Here's Sobel, and that's going to be turnover number 17 as she did not get the air brakes activated quick enough and just drug that pivot foot. 4:11 to play. Carthenville just kind of hanging around. They're down a dozen, but they've only scored 17 for the game, so that's a big spread here as we approach the midway point of the ball game and a turnover as that was Tips losing the handle out of bounds. Both teams have turned it over 17 times tonight. The Kelsey Card ceremony coming up after this ball game will carry it live on FM 106, the two-time Olympian and Carthenville alum. Haley Engelman dribble drive. Check that. Natalie Engelman missed it. Rebound tipped around. Eventually picked up underneath by Carthenville. Out it goes to Jill Staten. 3:40 to play in the game. Here's Jill. Stops, pops, and knocks. She has 7, and the lead is 10 for Nokomis. 3.5 for the ball game. There's a turnover as Haley Engelman. She kind of had her feet twisted up when she made that catch. That'll be the 18th turnover. 3.5 minutes for the ball game. Timeout on the floor. Nokomis leading Carthenville 29-19. You're listening to the Carthenville Holiday Tournament on WUSMI. Following the timeout, Cavaliers have the basketball. In a bucket here, they could get it down to single digits. Time is a factor, though. 3:25 to play. Here's Staten. Leaves it. 3. Weiser. Missed it. Rebound picked up by Loveless. She's battling with Haley Engelman, and it's Loveless who comes out of there with the basketball. But not for long as Haley rips it away, but she's on about to fall out of bounds, has to get rid of it, goes right to Staten, and Carthenville can reset things here. 29-19, Nokomis. Here's Loveless on the right wing. Leaves it back for Hannah Gibson, top of the key. Here's Braylee Weiser in the left corner. On the bounce, she brings it top of the key into the hands of Loveless. Jordan attacks off the window, missed it. Rebound to the floor off of Nokomis. It'll be Cavi basketball on the baseline. Emily Kress going to check back in, a 5'7 junior for Nokomis. Haley Engelman will sit. She can introduce Kelsey Card as a two-time Olympian or 12-time state champion. Either way. 2:50 for the ball game. A 10-point lead for Nokomis. Here's Jill Staten on the baseline, cut off. She will attack that baseline, draws a triple team, kicks it out Weiser for a three. Got it. Really, Weiser knocks down the three, and that's a big one. They're going to say that was a two. Had a foot on the line, they say. So a long two makes it 29-21. 2.5 minutes to play. On the attack, Emma Snedden under the rim, kicks out to Dangbar, open for three. Air ball, but it goes right to Kress. Her putback's no good. Picked up off the floor by Carthenville. Here come the Cavies. Jordan Loveless all the way to the rim. Runs right into Haley Engelman. Bounce pass out. Picked up by Weiser near midcourt. An 8-point Nokomis lead. Here's Loveless on the right wing. Lobs it down to DeBerzy. Too far for Isabella and turned over. Dangbar pushing the other way inside of 2 minutes to play in the ball game. Boy, a bucket there, and it would have got interesting if you're Carthenville. 110 seconds to play. An 8-point lead, and Brandon Engelman takes a timeout as Emma Snedden was in a bit of a pickle. 108 seconds to play. 29-21. Nokomis with the lead. We're back to Carthenville High School following these messages on WUSMI. Tim Mize, Gary Boker back here at Carthenville. Jennifer Graham back in our WSMI studios. We welcome everyone listening online at WSMIRadio.com through our friends at Network One Sports. Nokomis gets it into Emma Snedden. Off the dang bar. 105 seconds to play. Addison out near midcourt. Bounce pass to Snedden. And Emma is fouled out there by Jordan Loveless. That'll be her third. Carthenville not over the limit. Just the fifth team foul. 99 seconds to play. Nokomis gets it in to Snedden. Emma Snedden on the bounce. Leaves it back for Dangbar. Into the hands of Natalie Engelman. Off to Haley. And Haley's fouled. That'll be team foul number 6. And that goes on Lily Reels, her first. And the next Carlinville foul will put Nokomis to the free throw line. Skins tonight 4 of 4 at the charity stripe. Haley Engelman looking, finds Snedden on the curl down to the left block. Now she pulls it out. She's trapped in the corner and a foul on Carlinville. Loveless and Staten were in the area. They will get Loveless. That's her fourth. And a one in bonus for Nokomis with 85 seconds to play and an 8-point lead. Loveless out, tips out. Gibson returns along with Weiser. Here's Emma Snedden, the 5'6 junior. Got to make the first to get the second, and she missed it off the heel. But the offensive rebound to Natalie Engelman, a huge rebound for Engelman and the Skins. Clock running 80 seconds. That's crushing it for Carlinville there. 29-21 on the left wing with Natalie Engelman. Up top to Sobel now. On the right wing with Snedden. Emma Snedden leaves it back for Natalie Engelman, and the foul given by Lily Reels. I don't know that much drives a coach more batty, Gary, than not getting the defensive rebound in that spot.
Especially now that they've eliminated what was the old number one hole. Moves everybody back.
Free throw is good. Touched all the iron and went down for Natalie Engelman. Big toss right there. Makes it a 9-point game. This could make it 10. Toss, short, rebound tipped around and picked up by Carlinville and Lily Reel. She races into the front court. Too tall with her pass across the floor to Weiser. Turned over, picked up off the floor by Nokomis. 50 seconds to play. Nokomis with a 9-point lead and the basketball. Here's Dengbar. Almost got her pocket picked from behind by Staten, but it'll be a foul on Jill Staten. That's her second. Team's ninth, still one in bonus. For Nokomis, 45.3 seconds to play. Free throw for Dengbar is good. No dribbles for Addison. Just gets the ball. Little knee bend and the release. Toss. Good. Can't argue with that, Gary. No dribbles and no iron touching. 32-21, 40 seconds for the ball game. Here's Taberzi on the left wing. Leaves it up top for Jill Staten. Jill tries to turn the corner. Gets to the left block. Met by Sobel there and draws the foul. And that'll send Jill Staten to the free throw line with just 32.6 seconds to play. Jill tonight, 7 points. Free throw is short. With Jill Staten, she has to expend so much energy every moment she's on the floor. You know, sometimes, Gary, you can find a place to rest, steal a rest on the floor. Not if you're Jill Staten this year.
No, she's on the floor all the time.
Missed both tosses, and the rebound down to Nokomis. Clock running, 25 seconds, and a foul given by Isabella Taberzi. That will send Haley Engelman to the free throw line for the double bonus. You know, in years past, maybe she could sneak a blow on offense, you know, go hide out in a corner, just catch a breather, but not this year. She got the ball in her hands all the time. Free throw, no good for Haley Engelman.
And I think that's taken its toll on her perimeter shooting. She's expending so much energy. If you don't have fresh legs, those three-point shots are that much more difficult.
No doubt about it. She's played a lot of basketball for the Carlinville Cavaliers in her time here at CHS. Haley gets the second toss. She's into double figures with 10. 33-21, Nokomis with the lead. They've led the entire way, 20 seconds for the game. Here's Taberzi. Leaves it on the left wing for Lily Reels. Lily pulls up, left it short, rebound down to Addison Dengbar. And that should do it. Darren Deneve says, let it go. 33-21 is going to be the final score here tonight. And coming up in just a few moments, we are going to have the nice ceremony to honor and recognize two-time Olympian Kelsey Card. So Nokomis wins it 33-21. They go wire to wire here tonight as the tournament's two seed. Darren, if you're Brandon Engelman, you got the win, but plenty of things to clean up.
Yes, indeed.
So that wraps up day one of the girls' pool play here at Carthenville with a 33-21 Nokomis victory. Earlier today, South County beat Lincolnwood by the final of 55-9. Greenfield Northwestern topped Gillespie 42-25, and it was Calhoun over Williamsville 38-28 on day one of girls' pool play here at Carthenville. Just one boys' game left. In earlier action today in boys' pool play, Hillsboro over Gillespie 89-38. Litchfield survived Bunker Hill 55-44. Keenan Powell threw it down a dunk late in that game. And Wood River beat Staunton by the final of 57-50. Carthenville and Calhoun will be coming up next. And Gary, there she is. She's on the floor. Of course, she had a few fun moments on this floor in her high school career. As you see Ken Garrison, Pat Drew, and Darren Deneve out on the floor. They're going to present a...
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Please direct your attention to the court where Carthenville High School Athletics Director and girls basketball coach Darren Deneve is standing with former CHS boys track and field coach Ken Garrison and CHS principal Patrick Drew. Alongside these coaches is one of our most famous alums, 2011 graduate Kelsey Card. Unfortunately, former CHS girls track coach Shelley Wills and former CHS volleyball coach Fran Struble were unable to make it this evening. We are, of course, here to honor Kelsey Card. Kelsey is a two-time Olympian in the discus throw, participating in the 2016 Games at Rio de Janeiro and the 2020 Games in Tokyo. While at the University of Wisconsin, Kelsey was an All-American multiple times, a Big Ten champion, and a national champion in various throwing events. While at CHS, Kelsey won 8 IHSA state championships in the shot put and discus. She was a multi-sport athlete, participating in not only track and field, but also in volleyball and basketball, winning multiple county, conference, and postseason titles. She helped our volleyball team finish 3rd in the state in 2009, and our basketball team advanced to the Elite Eight also in 2009. As a side note, she also helped her team win this holiday tournament in 2009. Tonight, we are presenting Kelsey with a plaque commemorating her achievements and also a collage made by CHS faculty member Mary Lawrence that will soon be featured in one of our trophy cases. Kelsey will be available in the gym lobby after this presentation if anyone would like to meet her. Ladies and gentlemen, let's give a huge round of applause for one of the all-time great Cavaliers, Olympian Kelsey Card.
That is a neat moment right there. And Gary, you can just see Kelsey very uncomfortable when she's the center of attention like this. Kelsey's checking out the collage right now. Has to be a surreal moment, I would imagine.
I would venture to say she was more comfortable in the circle in the Olympics than she was just now.
Gary, there's no doubt about that. You think about all the high-level athletic moments she's been in, no nerves. But, yeah, right down there you could tell she was just uncomfortable with the praise and all the attention being on her right there. But what a great moment for Kelsey Card here tonight, a two-time Olympian.
And I think she proved one more point there tonight. A one-word description, humble.
Humble, yeah. That's probably the perfect word for Kelsey. If you didn't know about all of her achievements, you would never guess in a million years that she had accomplished all the things that she has accomplished in track and field. So Kelsey Card honored and recognized here tonight. And again, there's going to be a display case solely for Kelsey Card that will be here at Carthenville in short order. And, you know, when you walk through the halls here at Carlinville, Gary. I mean, there's trophies everywhere. Of course, you see a lot of Tunde Ridley, and you're going to see a whole lot of Kelsey Card.
Well, the one thing about Kelsey Card, the ultimate for the athlete is to be an Olympian.
Yeah.
And she was that not once, but twice. And as you said, who knows? Maybe another time.
And it's always interesting to me when, you know, kids are in school and people, you know, you ask a kid, what do they want to do? If a kid says they want to be a doctor or an astronaut, everybody says, hey, that's great. If a kid says they want to be a professional athlete, well, you better come up with something a little bit more realistic. And when you put the work and the time in, if you've got the skill set, anything is possible. And I would say you've got a better chance of being an Olympian than an astronaut.
Well, and along the way, she had some outstanding coaches, whether it was here at Carlinville or whether when she went to Wisconsin, she always had people who knew how to bring out the best in her. And that's another thing about her that a lot of people don't emphasize as much as they should. She is and always has been so coachable, so open-minded to taking information and discerning it and having people work with her and take their advice. And she's had some good coaching all along the way.
No doubt about it. So Kelsey Card honored here tonight, a neat ceremony, and the collage will be on display here at Carlinville for years to come. So congratulations to Kelsey Card, 8-time state champion, 2-time Olympian, and Carlinville graduate Kelsey Card. We're going to take a break. One game still to go here tonight. The Carlinville and Calhoun boys are on the floor getting loose. Gary Boker will get you set when we come back to the Carlinville Holiday Tournament following these messages on WSMI.